Call to Worship is a one-hour radio program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship, along with a short devotional topic. The Call to Worship program has been encouraging listeners since its first broadcast in 1989. This ministry centers around God's Word, spoken and in song. Here is host and producer of Call to Worship, Gary Roby.
Heaven is. When my wife and I were dating many years ago, we were both moved by emotion as we read the Love Is comics. The caption would begin with the words, Love Is, and there would be an appropriate picture along with very descriptive words finishing the thought. Those thoughts meant a lot to us as time went on and our relationship grew. Today, just thinking about those two words causes our minds to finish the sentence, and so it should be with the words, Heaven is. One of the passages that describes our future with God instructs us to comfort one another with these words. And that follows the words, And so we will always be with the Lord, 1 Thessalonians 4. Heaven is God's dwelling place. Listen to Deuteronomy 26. Look down from thy holy habitation, from heaven, and bless thy people Israel, and the land which thou hast given us, as thou swearest unto our fathers, a land that floweth with milk and honey. Psalm 11. The foundations of law and order have collapsed. What can the righteous do? But the Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord still rules from heaven. He watches everyone closely, examining every person on earth. Psalm 102, For he hath looked down from the height of his sanctuary. From heaven did the Lord behold the earth. Isaiah 66, This is what the Lord says, Heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Can you build me a temple as good as that? Could you build me such a resting place? Matthew 10, Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. Hebrews 8. Now the point in what we are saying is this. We have such a high priest, one who is seated at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in heaven, a minister in the holy places, in the true tent that the Lord set up, not man. Heaven is the future dwelling place of the righteous. Psalm 16. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Revelation 22. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it. And the servants shall serve him. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. And there shall be no more night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun. For the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. Revelation 21. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. As I mentioned earlier, a description of the coming of the Lord is followed by a reminder that our future is to always be with the Lord. Another version says, Then we will be with the Lord forever. And the King James Version, And so shall we ever be with the Lord. It's very clear that our future in heaven will be with God from that point on, without end. 1 John 3, Beloved, now we are the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Finally, 1 Thessalonians 4, But we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about those who are asleep, that you may not grieve as others do who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep. For this we declare to you by a word from the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the sound of the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will always be with the Lord. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. The main and ultimate reason for our happiness in heaven is this: to be with the Lord, to see Him, live with Him, and enjoy Him forever. This should comfort us, especially when our friends pass away. Although physical death has separated us from them on this earth, we will meet again. We can count on the reality that we and they, along with all the saints, will meet the Lord and be with Him forever. We will never again be separated from Him or from one another. And one of my favorites, no more sad goodbyes. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, please continue thinking on these things as you go about your days. See how many ways you can finish this sentence, "Heaven is."
This has been another devotional taken from the Call to Worship program, a listener-supported ministry heard weekly on local Christian radio stations and available 24/7 at calltoworship.us.